the ultimate truth, or is there one? Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie, the original, the real one, and the only one. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. Although they may devise theories about me, I remain the same, and with this YouTube channel, nothing has changed. I am writing this on the morning of July 30th, 2025. Each creature with a connection to the greater source has a unique point of view, even if it may be just slightly different from that of another member of its species, that small difference is enough to give it its rightful individuality. There is no external reality, as everything that we perceive outside of us only exists through the lens and the interpretation of our minds, the values, and the meaning we give to each object. A chair is something to sit on for a human being, a bed for a cat, a mountain for an ant, and dinner for a termite. The biological body is just a suit to keep our perception locked within a narrow band of perceived potential energy, many call the real world, fully disregarding everything else that also is, but that the five or six senses do not perceive. Each creature with its individuality is a fractal of the greater source, so its interpretation of reality can only be unique, and two or more individuals can only agree on similarly perceiving things, but that will never be fully equal. Even within the same species, and even while having perception agreements about the basic things that shape a shared existential realm, those small perception differences may cause two or more individuals to interpret an object or a situation in a completely different manner. What is real for one individual may not be so for another. This way of thinking, of giving each fractal of source the right to interpret what is real and what is not in an independent way, is called relativism on Earth. In the so-called third dimension, which I prefer to call the world of the living, duality is very marked, and relativism is a very good way to perceive it in all its splendor. Slight, but important differences in perception can cause great conflict between fractals of source, between individuals, as each one will defend its points of view as if the ones of the other were not also valid. One individual may defend its theory about something, and another may do so as well, while only seeing the object in question, or the situation being observed with limited data, therefore both points of view may happen to be correct, as in the old story about three blind men touching an elephant, where one thinks he is touching a tree, which is an arm, another a rope, which is the tail, and the third one, a snake, which is the trunk. If the three blind men cooperate, each one of them providing what they perceive to arrive at the best conclusion possible about what they are touching, and with the limited data available, they can arrive at a conclusion that may greatly reflect the objective identity of the object, as an elephant. But if the three blind men enter into an egocentric struggle and each one of them defends what they perceive as their own reality against the one of the others, then they will only enter into a destructive dynamic where they develop theories about what they are touching and why the other two men want to discredit what the first one is perceiving, and a conflict will develop between the three of them. Even if each individual, each fractal of source has its own interpretation of reality, and by its own right, what it perceives with the limited data it may have, is a hard truth, that truth can only apply to that individual, as in the world of the living, in the third density, there is something called a fact, and here the fact is that what the three blind men are actually touching, is an elephant. No matter how expressive they may be, and how good and convincing their theories can be, no matter how elaborate their explanations and their arguments may be, and no matter which of the three men may win over the others, the elephant remains an elephant. Making things even worse, if the elephant could talk to those three blind men, and would be openly stating that it is an elephant, those three blind men, locked into an egocentric struggle, would openly ignore what the elephant itself is stating about its identity, as their ego and their limited perception cannot let them perceive anything that is outside their irrational need to defend their theories, even if the being in question, and which is the center of the debate, is openly declaring its identity. Each one of those three blind men is so locked in resentment and in ego that they would rather justify their irrational theories with even more irrational ones before admitting that they were wrong. And the very worst punishment for the irrationality and the bad attitude of those three men would be to be able to see the hard truth, the hard fact that the object of the debate was always an elephant, and it had at all times been an elephant. Those blind men who are egocentrically locked in their own frustration and desire to impose their will on others will also be blind to all the damage they may have done to innocent third parties who were not blind and always knew it was an elephant, from the very start. Locked in their egocentric, irrational ideas, which forcefully must be true only because they come from them, they would rather attempt to destroy the elephant rather than admit that they were wrong. Even when relativism is essentially true as seen from the highest point of view of the greater source, when inside a shared existential realm, there is still something called a hard fact. A fact is a fact, and no matter how elaborate other people's excuses and explanations may be, the fact remains so. Having said what I said in the previous video and this one, I feel like I missed something. I don't want you to think I'm dismissing imagination, dreams, or astral travel as a reality for the individual who experiences them. Rather, I want to encourage you to use your feelings, self-knowledge, and shadow work to discern which experiences, or parts of them, may be a reflection of your own ideas, emotions, desires, longings, traumas, or an unconscious reflection of yourself. Because when that happens, you can't impose that as a reality on the outside world and other people, but rather, you can use it for your own knowledge and growth. Yes, something may be a fact for the person who experiences it. But it won't be for everyone else with whom they communicate or live. Imagination is wonderful, it can create worlds. Worlds that will determine how you experience reality in the physical realm. If you create a world in your mind that is dark and full of pain, your emotions in the realm of the living will be determined by those feelings in the etheric, oniric, and imaginative world. But perhaps that imagined world, full of pain, was not created based on a true reality of the higher realms, by your eternal souls that integrate everything. But rather on ideas or emotions derived from specific situations, imposed by the matrix, for dark purposes, so that you create that reality in the ether. Also, due to internal conflicts, where you unconsciously know that things are a mirror of yourselves, yet your conscious mind cannot cope with that reality in fact, and as a result, your imagination leads you to create a world that is unreal for everyone else, valid only for you, or for those who experience it. Only as a coping mechanism. Imposing such a reality upon everyone else as fact, just because you think you have the right or the authority to do so, and to justify your hurt ego, is a cruel and regressive action, especially when it places innocent people at risk. As there are so many points of view and options, I said that imagination, the astral world, or the dream world, is the ether. As the ether, it is everything, and it contains everything. But what one subject experiences is not necessarily reality for another. Also, I want to say that this is valid for the situation that occurs on Earth, but on a smaller, much smaller scale, as it is also valid for all existence outside of planet Earth as well. Perception agreements between collectives of beings, races, and cultures are what define what is considered real for that group. But what is happening on Earth has no common agreement, for multiple reasons. Due to the imposition of the Matrix, the lack of information, or the confusion that spawns from having too much of it, and many times being contradictory, the systematic invalidation of alternative non-socially acceptable experiences since an early age, all of which causes the lack of capacity for analysis and self-knowledge to discern anything correctly and ethically. The simple fact that there are so many souls of different races with different ethical and moral cultures, all inside the same human body species on Earth, all this and more leads to there being as many realities as there are beings who live and experience in a human biosuit. So many starseeds living on Earth and from so many different backgrounds and former incarnations only breeds conflict, especially when they all feel the need to defend their points of view, egocentrically, and disregarding that of others, and all because they are always in survival mode. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie, the original, the real one, and the only one.